Praise the Lord, brother.
Praise the Lord.
Once again, we're broadcasting live here from Birmingham, Alabama, this Thursday, the 10th day of January in the year of our Lord, 2019. And we welcome you to Discussing the Truth broadcast. I am your announcer, Antonio Green. Our host for this broadcast is Pastor James A. Dansby. Our co-host, well, he's Minister Kevin Pierce.
Amen.
And we have Minister Milton Dudley on this panel with us as well. And it is our prayer that God the Father, by Jesus Christ, his Son, through the power of the Holy Spirit, would speak truth to your hearts. Pastor Dan.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless God. So good to be here this afternoon.
Yes, it is.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's right.
And we will rejoice.
Yes, sir.
Glad
and we are glad it is also.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God. Good to come together once again to discuss God's truth as it relates to some of the things that are going on all around us today.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here to, hopefully, by the grace of God and through the power of the Holy Spirit, to set the record straight.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Concerning some of the things that are being promoted rubber stamped with God, as being God's word. Amen. Praise God. So many things happening today. And this is an exciting time to really discuss God's truth, mm-hmm. brother.
Amen. Amen.
Said, you shall know the truth and what the mm-hmm. Lord said, and the truth shall what,
make you free.
Make you free. And I praise God, and that's what we are free. Thank God for that. When we're seeking to be even more freer than we are mm-hmm. today. Amen.
Yes, amen. Right.
As God enlightens us through mm-hmm. his Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. But before we get started, praise God, let's go over to our brother.
Hey.
Kevin, ask God's blessing upon the broadcast, please.
Let us pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this broadcast, dear Lord. We thank you so much for our listeners. Mm-hmm. And now, dear Lord, let your spirit and let your word mm-hmm. go through these airwaves, over the internet, and to mm-hmm. those whose hearts are prepared to hear your word, dear Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Dear Lord, we just ask that you move over our listeners to be bold enough to share the truth that we're discussing mm-hmm. today, dear Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And, dear Lord, most of all, we just pray that they submit to your will and your way of salvation,
dear Lord.
To receive your free gift of salvation in the way in which you've prepared to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord said in the book of mm-hmm. Isaiah, my ways are not your ways
mm-hmm.
and
all
my
right.
thoughts
are not your thoughts.
Amen. Brother, I tell you what, we need to really realize that when we bring our own mind into the equation,
mm-hmm.
we've gone in the wrong direction. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. But we starting on a new subject here, the Black Hebrew Israelites movement that it's been around for a while. It's not new. It mm-hmm. has seemed like because of the media, wide range of media coverage today. You know, everybody wants to get on the camera. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And,
it looked like everybody can just about
get on there.
Get their own little program mm-hmm. on camera today. And it seemed like it has accelerated. But I can remember even in the 70s when Dora and I was down in Florida, first I really saw these people they all had a white robes on during that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
White robe, white turbans on the men's head. The women had their mm-hmm. head covered. The men all had white turbans and they were all black. And I was just wondering that we were living down in Orlando. Who in the world is these people? You know, I mean, they dress like the brothers over there in the Arab country.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia.
But yet, and still, these are black people. Who are these people? And then I saw the big sign. You know, they always see it.
They always advertise it.
Black Hebrew Israelites. And I said, well, wow. You know, because like I say, during that time, you know, I wasn't quite as deep in the Lord as I am right now.
Right.
So mm-hmm. I was just wondering, who are these people, you know? But they've been around for a while, is what I'm saying. And but in these, now they have split off into so many different factions now.
Six,
How many? Six, right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And simply because, number one, brethren, as we have stated and as I have stated, Blacks may start off
it's us.
As a unified group.
Okay. Okay.
But they will split up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Eventually.
Eventually, they yeah. will
split. Same way that the Nation of Islam did and everything else.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Anything that black people have founded. It may start off unified on one page.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it's so many different sects of the black Hebrew Israelites, and they have mm-hmm. so many different philosophies.
That's true. That's true.
That's a sign right there that it's not unified.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
That it's not the truth.
Amen. Yeah.
And,
Amen.
And it can only be for one reason.
Why is that? Why is that one reason?
They don't have a sound foundation.
That's right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. A sound foundation is not solid in it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Bill, what do you say about it?
Like Tony's saying, other foundations ain't going to stand.
That's right.
But one foundation.
And that's why it is splintered, like mm-hmm. Kevin said, into different sets, because number one, it's not the truth.
Right.
It's not the truth of God, and the enemy definitely got in that real quickly, you know. But as I done my little history and study on it, it really started in the 60s.
Okay.
Way back in the 60s, it really started, you know, as one group, I think around about the 70s before they began to, you know.
It's really spread out.
Because of different beliefs. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, Kevin, what are some of the, I mean, outlandish things they believe. First of all, are the original.
Yeah.
Original. Yeah.
Original Jews.
Jews, Hebrew. Right.
The original people.
That's right. That's what they say. They are the original people. How did they come up with that, Tony?
Well, error. One word is error, Pastor, because they can't possibly factually prove it.
No.
There's no way to do that. And you have mm-hmm. some that's saying that they're the 12th tribe or the lost tribe. You know, so it's pulling a rabbit out of hat.
Well, they go down in the New Testament, even though they don't, most New Testament they reject altogether, you know.
Right.
But the gospel is supposed to go to the lost tribes of Israel, you know, and so they feel that we're those lost tribes, you know, and we've been discovered, though, amen.
It's sort of like the lost books, some of them say.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know,
these
yeah.
books was left out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How can they possibly say that, though? You know, it had to be many writers, probably several we've never even heard of.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
during
yeah.
that
oh,
time. Yeah. So,
well, but you know. We believe what Isaiah said when God is, that God is able to keep his word.
Absolutely.
Yes.
What kind of God would we really
yes,
serve
sir. That's
if he
good.
Wasn't able to
preserve
his word so mm-hmm. that his word can eternally exist and live
right.
and prosper and, you know, to those whom we want to hear. Now, see, they're underestimating the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
Or do they believe in the power of God?
No. They believe in their own power because, you know, basically most every one of those sects are strict law followers.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They're still trying to earn their salvation.
That's right.
And mm-hmm. what I think is and will be most detrimental to them all is they deny the one thing that could save them.
That's right.
And that's Jesus. They deny the deity of Jesus Christ.
Completely mm-hmm. so. And but you know they claim they claim brothers
claim
they claim that they are the lost Judah. They come
yeah,
that
the
directly.
Yeah, from the tribe of Judah. Yeah.
Tribe
yeah,
of
absolutely.
Judah. That's the lion. They got yeah. the symbol.
The lion.
Yeah.
Yeah. The lion.
They just wanted the most ferocious animal. That's what
it's almost hilarious that they can come up with so many different beliefs that they
when you know better. It is funny with the way they.
It
act.
Is.
Absolutely.
But I believe that behind this whole set is it's promote hatred though.
It does.
What y'all think?
Mm-hmm. I think that's the reason for the allure and the growth of the organization because black people are supposedly through Black Lives Matter and through our black leaders are being oppressed so much.
Okay. Right.
That a group like the Black Hebrew Israelites can come to you and say, brother, you're the chosen person.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to take that.
Mm-hmm.
You're more than they say that you are because of such and such.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And of course, this draws the naivete
sure.
of our people.
The natural.
Yeah,
right,
the
right.
natural flesh.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they go in that direction.
That's right.
Yeah.
Look at the time.
Rebellion, too.
Yeah, look at the time mm-hmm. of the emergent. though, of this group.
Okay.
Right at a time when things are
racially tense.
Yeah, racially tense to the utmost. You can cut it, the tension with a knife, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
This when this group starts to thrive a lot more, because there's an allure, like you say, that justifies my anger.
Right.
But now I know why.
Right.
I'm so mad.
And they try not to be violent, but these brothers do get violent. You know, they want to be dignified, royal, you know, blood. And
absolutely.
But behind it, these brothers will hurt you. I mean, can you feel the intensity of the anger?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one thing that strikes me about this group, the guy that started this group, I forget his name now, he went to Ben somebody, you know,
Ben Ami.
Yeah, something like that. But he said an angel appeared unto him.
Mm. Ain't that spectacular that most of these cults, I mean, think about it. Some appeared to him and gave him this doctrine.
But the angel Gabriel, one of the angels appeared to him and told him that the blacks are the original Jews, the original Hebrews, an angel, you know. Like Joseph Smith, didn't he come up with the same line?
Yeah,
Ben Ami Ben Israel, Ben Ami Ben Israel.
I know it's a Ben somebody.
Yeah, that's the same thing that happened with Joseph Smith and the Prophet Muhammad.
Moroni.
That was
Joseph Smith. Joseph Smith.
Right.
But an angel also, Muhammad said, an angel
appeared to him and told him. Okay.
In a cave, but now the Bible says, even if a what angel appear unto you,
bring another gospel
other than what we told you,
cast them down. Do not be hoodwinked by that kind of suggestion. Whatever the Bible tells us, go ahead, doctor.
This is what it says in Wikipedia, that the Black Hebrew Israelites, or so-called Black Hebrews, are a group of Black Americans who believe they are the descendants of ancient Israelites.
Okay,
look how hypocritical they are. They're Black Americans, but they believe that they are descendants of ancient Israelites.
Good.
Black Hebrews adhere to varying degrees of religious beliefs and practice both Christianity and Judaism.
And who do?
What?
Some of them brothers believe in calling up demons to attack their enemies and all that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. There's some warlock stuff going on around there, Pastor. There really is.
A whole bunch. Mill, what'd you say, Dow?
You know, these groups, like Kevin said, these six here, and to me, they're losing ground.
Why you say that?
In other words, I'm saying it because they're trying to convince you of their truth, which is a lie. Like that clip Tony was showing earlier.
They
want to dispute your true God. And get you to believe false God.
Yeah. Right.
Another trick of the enemy.
But what are some of the ridiculous things? Yeah, I know y'all did some research. I'm going to tell y'all one of the most ridiculous things that they believe.
Okay, go.
Here's one right here. The reason we know that the Hebrews, original Hebrew, were black is because when Jacob went out and stopped for a moment and found a rock to lay his head on, y'all remember that?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
He must have had an afro for his head to be comfortable on that.
Really?
That's
their logic.
They said he had to be black because he laid his head on a rock.
On a rock.
And all the way your head can be comfortable on a rock, you got to have an afro.
Okay.
Ain't that something? Well, you know, they use the scripture where
Moses' wife was struck because she was white.
Yeah.
There was something about
her. She was black.
She was black.
And
but she was struck with leprosy.
Leprosy.
She was struck white, so she had to be black. She was struck
in order to be stricken white, she had to be black.
Her color, her skin, her pigment.
Something crazy. Then the description of Jesus about the hair, his hair being a wool and eyes a flame. They said that couldn't be nothing but a black man.
But right. Okay, but then again, they said
But that wasn't that spiritual though, Pastor? Well, that description?
Let me ask y'all a question though. Let me ask y'all a question. I don't hear so much stupid stuff until I'm just about to turn stupid myself. You know, when Moses, Miriam, and Aaron came to Moses and fought against him for marrying that
black woman. Black lady, right?
Yeah, the black woman.
Now, if they were all black,
what difference would it make?
Why you be mad at him?
For marrying the man and a black woman.
I mean, consider that though. I mean,
that's something to think about.
They were so angry to the point God cursed them, didn't he?
Yeah. I know somebody who lived next door to a black Hebrew. Please contact us and answer that question for Pastor. Please.
I mean, ridiculous though, brother. I mean, it's so many ridiculous things that they have come up with, you know, to prove that they are. And you know that the first set moved to Israel. Y'all know that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They didn't move there. Yeah. And to the day, they're trying to get first-class citizenship out of that.
Really?
How's that working out for them?
It ain't working out good.
Not at all over
there. At first, they were totally rejected because they had no proof of their lineage.
Mm-hmm. And you know that was big in Jewish law, though.
That's what Pastor's saying here now. Traditionally, black Christians in the United States have identified themselves spiritually with the Israelites. But in the late 19th century, some of them also began to claim that they were biologically descendants of Israelites.
Okay.
This identification with the Israelites was a response to the socio-political realities of their situation in the United States that included slavery.
Right.
And racial discrimination.
Spin off.
For blacks, approaching Jewish history was part of a rebellion against the American racial hierarchy that deemed Africans inferior. It was also a means of fulfilling their desire to know their origins and regain their lost history. So that's the reason why they
regain their lost history. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They claim they're from the tribe from Shem. Originated from the Shem, but we know that ain't so. Ham, Cush, that's where all the blacks come through that line, you know. Yeah. But they disclaim.
They said they didn't know they came through the line of Shem.
You know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when the Bible clearly states the genealogies, Pastor, you have to try to slip a lie in there somewhere to fit in.
And
that's what they're doing. But how do you do that and still stick to sola scriptura?
You can't do it.
It's not feasible. It's not possible. And then the whole thing, if you just really look at it, they want salvation in a way other than what God has already established, and that's through Christ. And,
well, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts.
That's right.
They have fabricated their own method, though they deny what I know they deny the virgin birth. Unless some things they deny
the deity of Christ,
the
virgin birth, and therefore they won't even open the book of Luke. You know,
they won't open it.
They despise the book of Luke.
Salvation by faith; it has to be works.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. What else, brother?
All white people or Edomites.
Edomites. Yeah, they Edomites. Call white people. Yeah. Call them. Edom, that's what yeah. they.
And there's no salvation for them.
No salvation. Yeah. Well,
no redemption.
According to them, there's no salvation to some of them say Gentiles, period.
That's what they are. Some sects say that. They're the only ones.
Right.
They're the only ones how do you
par that with all the Old Testament scripture where the Lord allowed the strangers to come in and you two, you know,
as long as they, in and out,
all the strangers that come through. Sure. That
how many times we see the word strangers are allowed to
even in and that's the scripture partake, that they they say they're following,
right?
You know, and then the whosoever. How do you get around that? Amen. And whosoever.
Mm-hmm. Amen. But those strangers, the stipulation was if strangers come into the pack, then they had to be circumcised.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That means they had to join in that faith.
That's right.
Huh? Not they can't bring their own faith
into it. Uh-huh. Okay. Huh? Yeah. Okay.
But even the black Hebrew that went over to Israel from the beginning, they told them they would accept them if they convert to Judaism, which they said,
right.
We ain't going to convert. In other words, they want to
bring their faith with them. They want to bring their faith with them.
Just like the people want to immigrate to America,
and bring
but they
their
don't
faith
want to what?
They don't want to assimilate. No,
no assimilation. They want to bring their own, even the Muslims that are coming into this country. They don't want to assimilate.
Right.
They want to bring Sharia law in here.
Pastor, just like that little patch of dirt you be talking about over there in the Middle East.
Okay.
Do they give y'all the picture that it's they want the land? It's the land that they really want. You see what I'm saying? It's still, that's the same battle that we're seeing all over the world, not to come and assimilate,
right,
and to not help to this country
progress and build.
That's right. That's right. It's not that. It's not that. We want your country and everything that come with it.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. So, in other words, the brothers went over to Israel with their new Hebrew Israelite movement. And they want to move into the priesthood. They want to go into the temple and be, you know, in positions of authority. And they would not hear that, brother. They would not hear that. But like I say, they come from so many different angles. But what really struck me is that they even say that there are some blacks they don't even recognize as being
Jews.
I think it's American blacks. Something about American blacks, Afro-Americans or whatever, they don't even want to even be called anything like that. They are chosen. They are the chosen people of God, brothers. I mean,
royalty. They are royalty. Well, you see it. Most of them, many of the sects, purple and gold are their traditional colors.
Purple
and
they
they have the belt around their waist with the candelabra on their back.
No, it's hot outside.
The whole nine yards is just a
beards.
Physical.
I can't even grow a beard, so I'd be out.
You out anyway.
No, you'd have to put on your false beard.
Toupee beard.
But you know, they were on the clip that I was looking at, they were arguing on the street. One set was arguing with another set because one set believed that it's okay if, say, for instance, we two brothers in the movement, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I should be, according to Deuteronomy, I think it's a 22nd. And I didn't look at it real good, but according to Deuteronomy 22nd, I ought to be able to have sex with your 12-year-old daughter.
What?
Mm-hmm. Because that's what that's what the Bible says that should be allowed. Because in heaven, man, these brothers.
What's happening in heaven?
Man, I see why you see how stupid
they all over the place.
They're having, sex in heaven,
according to
them.
Well, they adopt the Muslims.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
How many virgins you gonna get?
That's a little.
It's gonna be like that in heaven. We're gonna have all the virgins we want.
Well, you know, that's the feeding of the flesh, Pastor. Now, one big thing that they truly do not believe in is the Trinity, the triune nature.
No, they don't believe in the Trinity.
They are hard pressed against that.
No Trinity.
You know, none whatsoever. And they have certain scriptures that they've already picked and have in mind to dispute that.
Right, right.
But they base everything on, they say the Trinity came in at the Council of Nicaea in 325. But way before, and we know better than that, true enough, but way before that, the African apologist, Tertullian,
way
100 years before that, was teaching on the Trinity and the triune nature of God.
Sure,
you know, and they're so stuck to right there, the Catholics brought it in at the Council of Nicaea and all that too.
So they write it off.
Right. They don't want you. There's no listening to reason in a lot of situations.
That's right. Milt, what you say now?
Man, these people are crazy, man. I mean, when you hear this stuff, it really make a man with common sense like, man, are you serious?
Yeah, you had to be rooted, don't you?
Well, but Milton, it's obvious that they lack any kind of spiritual understanding at all.
That's absolutely.
You know, they big on things like His name, God name ain't Jesus. His name ain't Jesus.
Oh, yeah, yeah, stuff yeah. like
the
that.
Name,
yeah.
The name. The name. You know, name. Y'all don't even know the name.
That's what they call
it.
Holidays.
Yeah, y'all don't
y'all celebrate holidays.
Oh, yeah, they, yeah. Yeah.
All that physical stuff.
Well, how is it knowing a proper name get you a ticket to God's throne? How is it that, say, for instance, we got the name wrong? Huh?
It's not the name,
brother. It's your heart, isn't it, brother?
That's absolutely right. What it is.
Our relationship is a heart relationship with God.
Yes, sir.
But they be going, oh, Yeshua. About oh, you yeah. they so ignorant, they don't even know the name. God don't listen to them because
they don't know his name.
You ain't calling his name.
Sure.
Jesus, that ain't not a God's name. God ain't going to listen to you.
Yeah, he don't hear you. You talking to the wrong person.
So if we know the name, in other words, the God that they serve is so fickle.
That's good.
That's
good.
Right. That you have to know his name.
And if you just know his name, he'll respond to your call. Your heart, the Bible said, with the heart, man, believe it.
Amen.
Unto righteousness.
That's right.
And with the mouth, confession is made.
That's it.
Unto salvation. They brought them to spend. I'm going to tell you something. They got to be locked up, though. They've got a danger to society.
That's why the word of God said, any man come with you with any other gospel, you better be afraid of him. You better run from him.
And you better cast down imaginations. Mm-hmm. And
philosophies.
These brothers' imagination running wild.
Yeah.
I'm talking
real
about
wild.
It's pure imagination, and it's running wild. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like I say, they adding to it, and you know, as they go along, they've been building their own religion. Yeah. You know,
absolutely, Pastor.
Yeah,
absolutely.
What God care about how I dress?
He don't.
If my heart is not right,
he don't. Right. You're naked before him.
When I got a suit on, you know, they big on them wearing their little uniforms and the
turbans and all that.
But how do that impress God, though, brother?
It doesn't, Pastor.
Trying to live by the law, the Mosaic law.
Yes, sir.
When Paul said that it didn't serve him no good at all.
That's right.
I mean, we was talking about that at the last few. That's what your sermons are
right.
about.
That's true.
Able to fulfill the law. You can't do it. Why would they even want to burden themselves like that?
That's right. It was a schoolmaster to enlighten us and bring us closer to the Lord.
That we couldn't do it.
Fellowship that we couldn't do through the law. But they big on the law.
They are.
Big on the law. And I'm talking about just hypocritical as they could be. You know, you're talking about going to bed with, of course, like I said, so many different sets. One set believe this here, another set believe that. And boy, I tell you, leave it to the black folks to just split up everything and just disorganize it.
Well, thank God for Jesus, because we know that the law, that very law they're trying to keep, has already been fulfilled, and can be attributed to our account.
That's right.
If we would simply believe, we know that, and them putting a burden as heavy as living out the law on people, that in itself requires a condemnation for them.
That's right. By itself.
That in itself does.
But when they start spouting, on the street, when these guys are harassing people as they walk by, calling them names, condemning them to hell. Have y'all noticed that? And I'm telling you something, bro. Do they realize the Bible said that God is not the author of confusion?
All right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Is that confusion?
That's right.
Yeah.
People just walking by, strolling by on the street. These brethren are commandeered a corner. And from that corner, they just left blasting everybody.
Pastor, have you noticed, though, and a lot of the clips that you're going to pull up online and see of these brothers, when they're talking to someone just strictly by dealing with scripture and they get confused or caught up on an issue, the first thing they do is go to talking about where the book of Enoch says.
Or something weird.
Go all off script, but they never answer the question about, you can ask something as simple as, if you're going to do it, why did Christ have to fulfill the law?
Right.
If you're going to do it yourself.
That's a good question.
Simple, very simple. That's right.
So Christ and you going to do it? How much satisfies God?
Well, the Bible says that God was satisfied.
Right.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, please.
Well, please. Yeah, well, please.
Well, please.
Hey, that just, wasn't the Bible. What'd you find, Kevin?
Just talking about the about the law here. We're going to start at Romans 10:12.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Go ahead.
It says, "For there is no difference, between the Jew and the Greek.
For what?
Mm-hmm.
For the same Lord over all is rich
toward what?
Unto all.
That's right.
That call upon him."
Mm-hmm.
Here's Tony's favorite word. "For whosoever," "for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved."
Mm-hmm.
"How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?"
Mm-hmm.
"How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?"
Mm-hmm.
"And how shall they hear without a preacher?"
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
you know, you know why that's my favorite word, though, bro?
Mm-hmm.
Called "Now I Qualify."
Yeah. Right. Right. That's right. That means you.
All I need to be is a whosoever.
Whosoever.
Whosoever will. Whosoever will.
So, see, that blows their doctrine out.
Sure. That's what I'm getting to, bro. That's right.
As they turn it into a club, an exclusive club, just for a few people, you know. But that's not the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's from Genesis to Revelation, you know. God had his arms open. Even Abraham was called to be a model of God.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So was Abraham a Jew? That's a good question.
Yeah.
No, was Abraham a Jew? No.
Yeah. No, he wasn't no Jew.
Right, no.
And from the region he came from, Mesopotamia, he wasn't black either.
That
sure.
That he was something else, but he was messed up from Ur, the Chaldees, Babylon.
Yeah.
You know, he qualified. But how do they reconcile Romans 3:20, though?
What that thing? 3:20.
Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law
is the knowledge
of sin.
By the law, it just reminds you can't do it. It reminds you how much you're falling short.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's the knowledge
of sin. And I don't care where you descended from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You are guilty by the law.
But brothers, you got to stick with the Old Testament, they say, because Yeshua, he quoted the Old Testament all the time.
Yes.
He didn't call Paul name not one time.
Yeah, they think Paul was renegade.
Not one time. He never called people Christian. Jesus ain't never called nobody Christian.
That too. That too.
Oh yeah.
That too. That's the
y'all made that up.
That's the first thing I said. I went home one year or whenever, and I saw my brother who was he was in the Nation of Islam.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And then we started talking about church. And Pastor, I promise, that's the first thing he said. Christian? Where does that word Christian come from?
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm like, they didn't get it.
They got to it.
The word Bible ain't in the Bible.
Yeah, the word Bible.
You know, it made me think about these different sects, too, like what Kevin was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, If this sect believe one thing and this sect believe another.
Okay, and they do. They got various beliefs.
I would like to hear a couple of them debate each other about this and that. And don't you know that's a wild conversation?
Well, no. That's a fist fight. ain't no conversation to be had. If those brothers have to have a debate, it's going to turn into a brawl, not a debate.
Not a debate.
Mm-hmm. No, because they have a violent tendency. They have a violent tendency, and, well, they're not regulated by the Holy Spirit. They don't believe in the Holy Spirit.
Ooh-wee.
They believe in the intellect.
Right.
And they like to stand on the corner and sprout and show how intelligent, intellectually, blessed they are.
Yeah.
And that's why Tony didn't stay around them too long when he was out there.
It was getting hot, Milt. It was getting hot over there.
No, because if you see you getting the best of the conversation, then you...
It's going to get aggressive.
It's time for you to go.
Yeah, it's gonna
it is very aggressive when you talk to
them. Okay.
What else y'all see?
Well, the Old Testament, like you said, they love to deal with it, right?
Oh, yeah. That's
where they come from. Well, in Zechariah 2:11,
mm-hmm.
it said, "And many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that
many
day.
Many nations.
And shall be my people, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto thee."
All nations.
Mm. Many
all
nations.
Tongues, all nationalities.
You
all,
mean not just Hebrews?
Not just Hebrews, brother. These brothers have made their own Bible. They they have spawned their own web, and it's just about got them snared too, brother.
It does.
No doubt about that.
like you said, Pastor, with Paul, and they think Paul was a renegade, mm-hmm. but Paul was a Jew. I'm sure they would agree with that.
Yeah.
And he said, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us, to bring us to Christ.
Right.
That we might be justified by faith.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you either have the law or you have faith.
Okay.
And Paul says that the law brought him to Christ.
Right. And if you're going to live your life based on the law, and then Paul said also to let her kill it.
That's right.
But the mm-hmm. Spirit give what?
Life.
And they don't believe in a Holy Ghost or a Holy Spirit.
But after that, faith is come.
Okay, then what?
We no longer. Mm-hmm.
No longer under, right?
Under a schoolmaster.
That's right. So its purpose is very clear, isn't it? The law and the purpose of the law.
Right.
To show us the inadequacy of our mm-hmm. meeting the standards that God has set.
Right.
And the fact that we need the help, right?
Amen.
We can't do it.
But these brothers don't seem like they need no help. These brothers are bold, man.
And they don't need no help because why? They're the chosen people.
They are the chosen.
But didn't the chosen people fall short? Didn't Moses fall short?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Didn't the prophets fall short?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. But these brothers are perfect.
Abraham fell short, didn't he?
Amen.
I mean, he didn't do what God told him as far as the way to
totally,
go about it. Yeah, right.
Not totally, not in the manner that God had prescribed.
Amen.
But these brothers seem to be on top of it, my brother. These guys are arrogant, bold, and wrong.
And see, that's one reason you can't tell them, then they won't receive nothing.
Because they think they know it all.
You're right about that. You can't explain anything. And hope a person receive what you're trying to tell them about the truth.
They don't want a debate like that.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be the student.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
And they
that's
are
right,
the teacher.
That's it's right. that same spirit mm-hmm. with Jehovah's mm-hmm. Witnesses. You can't hardly tell a Jehovah's Witness nothing.
No.
They're there to teach you. And the reason why I'm saying this during this discussion is mm-hmm. that the first thing that they need to hear is about the gospel. The right. first mm-hmm. thing they need to hear is a word of salvation, that they need a savior from their sins.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
when you meet these people, especially if you're not well-versed in the Bible, don't go back and forth with them. Let them know that they have sinned before a holy God
mm-hmm. yes.
and they need a savior yes. from his wrath.
Yes, yes,
now,
yes.
After all that and they still want to go back and forth, if you got 2 hours to waste, mm-hmm. then you go head on.
That's absolutely what you're doing.
But
you're
what wasting. They need to hear is the gospel. And any chance you get, you need to remind them that they are a sinner.
Amen. But they, mm-hmm. but they don't believe in a born-again experience, brother. There's
a lot they don't believe in, Pastor, because they're in error. And one of the things that we mentioned just a little bit ago, that they don't believe mm-hmm. that Christ is who he say he
right.
is. They believe That's he's true. Just a man.
Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to be Old Testament scholars. Just real doctors of the Old Testament.
right.
But in Nehemiah 6, Pastor, and they'll acknowledge this, but they can't reconcile it. So they try and just write it off.
What's
the
that?
Bible doesn't just go away.
No.
You know, it answers itself. But Nehemiah 9:6,
okay.
it said, Thou uh-huh. art Lord. Okay, we know who we're talking about here now.
Mm-hmm.
We are Lord alone.
Mm-hmm.
Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth and all things that are therein,
Amen.
The seas
Amen.
And all that is therein,
mm-hmm.
and thou preserveth them all,
mm-hmm.
and the host of heaven worship thee. Okay, if he's receiving worship,
that makes him God.
That's very clear to us, brother.
Is it not clear?
That's very clear. But these brothers, they are hardened in their hearts, and they will not accept anything but this doctrine that they have fabricated, and. And like I say, so many different beliefs until it just,
mm-hmm.
it's really just amazing. But we know, you know, they're like a lot of church people today. They want to thrive on intellect alone.
Uh-huh.
And brother, we know that's a great mistake.
Don't it is.
We?
That's right.
Huh? Yeah.
What the spirituality of our relationship with the Lord is the everything.
That's right.
You know, it's not so much how much knowledge I have mm-hmm. or who I am. Mm-hmm. You know that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's who I have a relationship with. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That,
okay.
That really matters. Okay. You know. Mm-hmm. Okay. And but you know, that's no personal. Even though they reject Christ. But they don't even have no personal relationship with you, the God they say they serve.
Yeah, gotcha. Absolutely.
I understand. Absolutely,
because saying. They can't get to him, Pastor.
Right.
How
right.
With no Christ, how do you get yeah. to him?
He in a far country.
How do you get to him? You know?
I see what Pastor's saying. Even the God that they do serve,
yes.
It's not spiritual. It's still physical.
No, okay, right. It's still yeah. physical.
Okay.
And just like people in the church today, they have a head knowledge of God.
Okay.
A head knowledge of Jesus Christ. But they don't have that relationship, spiritual relationship. And we know that's everything, don't
we? Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. Well, Pastor, the John the Baptist,
okay,
he mm-hmm. said, when it was time for him to shrink away, he said, I must decrease.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are not willing to the decrease at all. They're looking for their exaltation right here.
They don't know what that is.
They don't know what that is.
You're just too clear and plain.
You don't know. Now, what I was listening to, you know, like on the clip you had.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, these brothers, they weapons, like the brothers was giving them the scripture.
Mm-hmm, yes, mm-hmm. right.
And a lot of this misinterpretation they coming back with.
Mm.
That's what they was doing with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He would give them a scripture.
Right.
You know,
right.
whatever. And then they would come back. Well, the words say this.
Oh, yeah. Read, yeah. brother. Read, brother. Read.
Then he said the Father sent him.
Yeah, see? You yeah, see what absolutely. I'm saying? Absolutely. Yeah. And if the Father sent him, mm-hmm. and he, you know, they put so much,
knowing?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They put so much effort in disproving the Bible.
Disproving the Bible. And the word.
Instead the word of the very God they said they serve.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, but brother, I'm telling you, it my heart goes out. My heart because, you know, we have been trying to come together as a people in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And we have struggled and we are struggling
mightily
even to do that. Now these brethren have been given a platform. The enemy has promoted this confusion
mm-hmm.
in order to throw us, lead people a little bit further away
down
from
the
right.
of
yeah.
the Lord. And a lot of the young people are going to be impressed with this.
That's right.
You know, and because I think in all of our hearts, before we're saved, there's a measure of anger and bitterness that we have
mm-hmm.
From the way we've been treated mm-hmm. as a people in this country. Mm-hmm. And so it would be so easy for a lot of them to gravitate toward this
right
movement. And that's what hurts me so, because they are gaining getting a lot of publicity today.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are impressed, you know. Everybody is a street corner philosopher today. Man, them cats, all of them want to philosophize.
Don't you feel like Paul in the marketplace when you get out there now?
Spewing with them.
Yeah. You know, you really do. And it's sad, but the only reason that there could be an opening like that is because of our failure as a people to proclaim Christ the way we should have.
And our failure to live.
Okay. That's a key. That's a key. That's a key, man.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that would like throwing them to the wolves right there, because mm-hmm. we say one thing in the church, but then we live another.
Totally contradictory.
Right, yeah. Right, right.
And, you know, and it's sad. We just kind of like open them up for this deception, really.
Yeah.
Because you got to go back to the church. Why? What the Bible says? Judgment began well.
At the household. At the house.
Why y'all think that's so?
For the very thing we talking about.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So the church has failed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
As a church, because the church has been infiltrated with so many imposters.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But now, as we said about the rap music, as we said about the
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
I mean, the
Black on Black Crime.
Black Lives Matter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's somebody promoting this.
Yeah. Mm. Absolutely.
Huh? Absolutely. Here, just right here in Birmingham, I used to embrace Angela Davis.
She
came up during my time.
Oh, yeah.
And, but now, you know, we got this faction here now that's going to blow up here in Birmingham, Alabama,
mm-hmm.
because they want to recognize
her
at honor the her. Civil right, honor yeah. her, and as for her stand against injustice, because we know she was pro-communist and pro this and pro that. Dude, but no, my point is here. You got to see what who got this the big stick here, you know. Mm-hmm. And a phone call was made to the Civil Rights Institute saying that nope,
that's right,
you cannot honor her. Mm-hmm. So that caused a lot of the black leaders in Birmingham mm-hmm. to be upset because they were going to omit her and not give her this Shuttleworth Award.
That's right.
That's given every year to some notable person in the black community that has stood out for, you know, the black justice for the black man. And it come to find out that it's the Jewish brothers.
Right, the Jewish community.
Because she was anti-Israel. They told him, you cannot do it.
You can't do it.
Pull the strings. You can't.
And that was the end of that.
Mm. Now, how is it? Now, this is a good point Pastor's making. At one time you got your focus on honoring this lady.
Okay, right.
And then a certain group.
Protest.
A certain group expressed their disdain about it.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you're not.
Okay.
Got to backtrack.
Okay. A minority group now.
Okay. Yeah.
This is not a very big group, a minority group. There's not many of them, but the stick that they wield.
Beg your pardon, brother.
Uh-oh.
Beg your pardon. Minority in numbers.
That's there you go. But there you go. That's what I'm saying.
Minority in greenbacks.
Yeah, they're the majority there.
Yeah.
So now, the love of money is the root of all evil.
Mm-hmm.
So the money is, the threat is to pull the money.
Yeah, pull it.
Yeah.
If you don't.
And that's what
you
don't do.
Okay. Yeah. So what we said, since there's a power behind all of this, you know, the confusion we have, even in this Hebrew movement here, you know, to cause confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Mm-hmm. And I think there's support. That the devil, he's definitely support the confusion because God, like I said, God is not the author of confusion.
Right.
That's right.
So if
that's
God is not the author of confusion, who is the author of confusion?
Okay, then. Satan. There you Satan. Go.
Okay. Well, Pastor, so who do Satan use? People. Yeah,
people.
Right.
People.
There you go.
Amen. We said last week or week before last that he don't care which era you're in.
No.
As long as you're in error, see, that's it. As long as, because everything that's not right is what?
It's wrong. Is error. That's right. That's right.
Whatever's not truth is error.
And that's his strong arm right there. That's the strong arm of the devil. It's lies, errors, and confusion, deception, and all of this. And this is what we have here, brother. But this is so blatant. He could have chosen some more intelligent brothers.
They think they are intelligent, Pastor.
Good.
Well, when you're talking to a crowd who has no concept, no perception on what you may even possibly could be talking about.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You that's see true. What I'm saying?
How smart do you have to be?
You're right.
You just have to sound smart.
That's all. Yeah. That's all. Mm. You know, just use a word that they may open the Bible and see the word in there, and then you believe everything else that comes behind.
And like you say, it's really topical what they're talking about.
Sure,
Holidays. The law.
Sabbath.
Why you ain't got no robe on.
Right, yeah, why you praying with your hat on?
Yeah, why you praying? Okay. Stuff like that. Yeah. Sabbath days.
Right. And I want your 13-year-old daughter.
Stuff like that.
Bible. That is. Bible says I can have
them. Idiotic stuff like that.
It is.
And that's why I thank God for the spiritual relationship that I have and we have with the Lord. And the knowledge. We understand that.
That's right.
From Genesis to Revelation, there's a continuity of God's word all the way through.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But these brothers do a great injustice to the word of God. Kevin,
we have nothing against these brothers either. It's our prayer that they come to the knowledge of the truth.
My heart goes out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I'm afraid that a lot of the young brothers that you know, have this hatred in their heart.
That's right.
They feel they've been omitted and have not had a piece of the American pie.
That's right.
Will be drawn
towards that very reason. Well, Pastor, the thing about it is, even the young brothers who have not truly felt that, but that's what they've been told all their life.
Right.
You know,
right,
they may not have went through that hardship, but because they haven't had a taste of the truth, mm-hmm. what the truth really is, and it, every heart has a hunger and a thirst to follow something.
That's right. That's right. That's
you know,
right.
And they out here spewing this hatred and this and simply sure. because of the color of a man, he yeah. is wicked. Right. He's the devil.
Not his heart. He,
you know, not by that very reason only. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, but we know it's a lie. And,
amen.
And
amen.
For us to say, to stand, to be bold enough mm-hmm. to speak the truth, yes. even when it's not popular, even when it's going to get you called all kinds of names.
Oh, yes.
And,
oh, yes.
And so people you thought you knew going to turn on you, we still right. got
to
speak.
We still right. have to. Oh, Kevin, right. come on, let's get ready to sum it up. We're going to look at this one more time. Hopefully okay. next week okay. we'll get a little, look at another angle of it. But let's sum it up because there are some, you know, this hatred is not far from any of our hearts.
Well, I definitely would have been in that little group.
Oh, God.
If the Nation of Islam and 5%ers didn't get me first. you know, so since I was already distracted with those people, I could see mm-hmm. the allure of this group.
Sure, sure.
Because, unfortunately, black folks sure do want to be black. Instead of having Christ, they want to be black. Black people really have a desire in their heart for their culture, for their skin color, and if anything, is doubling down on it by mm-hmm. saying, you're the chosen people. Mm-hmm. You've been lied to all this time, but you're the chosen people. Mm-hmm. That would just pour gas on it for me.
Amen.
But
amen.
This is false.
Right.
We need to embrace Christ.
Praise God.
We need to amen. Sit our amen. Identities down, put it on the back burner, mm-hmm. and get the nature of Jesus Christ through faith.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. One of the short paragraphs out of some of the literature I was looking at during the study of this, it reads that much of black Hebrew Israelite mythology evolves around the idea that Edomites or white people in America are deceiving and pacifying mm-hmm. people of color with a whitewashed Christianity.
Okay.
In some cases, this does happen. However, it's not a good representation of global Christianity mm-hmm. or the strong activism and biblical worldview of the historic black church.
Right.
Now, this is the part.
Okay.
This heresy mm-hmm. often leads to racism,
that's right.
xenophobia
that's right.
among mm-hmm. certain camps.
That's right.
Edomites are often seen as condemned and not part of God's redemptive plan.
Amen. That's a lot.
I want to tell you people that color makes no difference in the redemptive Amen. Plan oh, of God. God. The bottom line is salvation is a person.
Mm-hmm.
That right. person is Jesus Christ, and he is who he say he is.
Amen.
He's
Amen.
A part of the triune Godhead, and if you don't accept him, you yeah. have no salvation. I don't care what lineage Amen. You come from.
Praise Amen. God. Good. Amen.
Kevin, you forgot about the brothers used to say, I'm black and I'm proud.
Say it loud.
Say it loud, man.
Through our history, right.
But now, you know, we're living in a time, like the brother mentioned, you know, in Philadelphia on that clip we heard, he's ashamed to be black.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Mm. You know, and the word of God said, you know, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
That's the question, right?
You know, and part of this, what we're hearing, is a lot of our brothers and sisters are not equipped
mm-hmm.
to deal with these kind of brothers.
That's right.
To
that's
answer, right. you know, spiritual questions like they should answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible said, you know, have that hope in you to give an answer for the reason that lies within you.
That's right.
With meekness Amen. And fear. Yeah.
That's right. That's Praise right. God. Mm-hmm. Father, we bless you, Lord. We thank bless you, Lord. For this opportunity, Lord. And Lord, as we dive deeper into this subject, mm-hmm. Father, we just pray, Lord, that you'll open our understanding. And Lord, let us show some pertinent scriptures that
yes,
will help our people
that's right.
To Amen. Turn from this movement and not to be hoodwinked by it, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, give us that wisdom and that knowledge, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Touch hearts. In Jesus' name
Jesus
we pray.
Name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.